2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Puck Drop. My name is Matt Delagnus, or MDelagnus14 in our Slack chat. MattDel on FanDuel. And with me, I have Mr. Robert Flynn.
How's it going, guys? Rob Flynn, rflynn710 in Slack. And you can find me on Twitter, rflynndfs. I am the author of Flinny's Forecheck. Been writing that for, it's my second season doing that. Matt and I are taking a shot at doing a podcast for you guys. Let us know how you feel about it.
Yeah, first podcast here. I'm really excited to do this, to start off our NHL podcast for the members in Slack and the NHL DFS community, and hope to grow a good following here. So first off, got a solid six-game slate on this Monday night. First games, we got Colorado at Toronto, St. Louis at Washington, Minnesota at Philly, Chicago at New Jersey, Montreal at Boston, and Buffalo at Edmonton.
Couple of high totals. The runaway chalk should be Toronto. They're at 3.8, and they're a minus 180 favorite. So I would expect most people to go there. Couple other teams that may be chalky for us. New Jersey could be sneaky. They have a 3.3 total, and Boston and Edmonton have 3.2 totals.
We do have some solid games on this six-game slate. There a lot of value has actually opened up. Mostly on the wing, we got some value on defense and a couple centers that we're looking at today. So this podcast we're going to do is we're going to go position by position, and we're going to start off with goalie, go to center, wing, and then end out in defense. If you guys use the promo code NHL Podcast, saves 20% off your membership each and every month. Get in Slack, coaching, one-on-one conversations. We talk 24/7. There's always someone around to give information on the next day, talk about the games they're watching now. And there's always a little tilting, but that's just the fun of NHL DFS, isn't it, Flynn?
It is, and we're one of the only sites that we don't sell to you by sport. If you use the code NHL Podcast, like Matt said, it gives you not only hockey, but we get NBA, NFL, tennis, golf. Whatever you're into, we have somebody that specializes in it, and you will improve as a player. Doesn't matter which sport.
That is for sure. So now we're just gonna get right into it. First off, we're gonna start with goalies. And my personal favorite goalie tonight is Devin Dubnyk from Minnesota. Apologize if I butcher any of these names, but still learning all the pronunciations here, and Flynn's going to help me out as we do our podcast going on.
Usually pretty good with pronouncing the hockey players' names. I just can't pronounce my partner's last name.
Well, Delagnus. You'll get it at some point.
My number one goalie, same as Matt's, Devin Dubnyk.
Yeah, definitely. He's our top projected on the research station, which great tool, cut your research time in half. If you guys sign up, as soon as you get in, look at all the different research stations for all the different sports. They do a great job in creating these and making them really, really easy to look at and pick out solid plays for every sport. He's been great over his last 10 games with a .919 save percentage. Goals against are a little bit high at 2.4, but the matchup tonight is way too good against Philly. They're averaging less than two goals a game in their last 10 games, and they're shooting the puck a lot. So I think that gives Dubs a lot of upside, and I don't think he's really going to allow two or three goals. I'd say one is my guess, but he should have a solid game at just 8.5K on FanDuel. It's a really good price, and he's not the most expensive either.
I really think he's going to go overlooked, and with the shot volume he's going to face, he has the highest floor and I think the highest ceiling on the slate. Philly shoots the puck a ton, but nobody on that team can figure out how to score anymore.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Moving on, we'll go to Tuukka Rask. He's my second favorite. He is the most expensive on FanDuel. Reminder, guys, we are using FanDuel pricing as a reference and FanDuel scoring for these podcasts. So Rask at 9.1K. Montreal is coming into Boston. They're not scoring much, 2.5 in their last 10 games. But they are shooing the puck a ton. And Rask has been probably the best goalie on this slate in his last 10 games. Got the second highest save percentage. Has the lowest goals against. He's going to see volume, but almost like Philly, they're not scoring that much lately. And they're going into Boston, which TD Garden is not an easy place to play in either.
It certainly isn't. And Tuukka's been doing this his whole career. When he gets on a hot streak, he is the best goalie in the league, and it's not close. He just hasn't been consistent, but this is one of those hot streaks you want to ride.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you on that one. Next guy, not sure how he's going to play tonight coming back off an injury. Frederik Andersen for Toronto. We know Toronto is going to be chalky. Colorado, they're scuffling. They got some internal issues that they're going through, and who knows, it could affect the play of all their players. Their top line is really the only line that does anything for them. And Andersen coming off the injury, he is the second highest. I think he's going to go right overlooked too, as people are just going to spend that $100 more and go right up to Rask in the matchup tonight.
If you guys want to see a hysterical video, check out Nate McKinnon yelling at his coach and then falling off the bench. I showed that one to Matt this morning. We're both still giggling about it.
Yeah, that's for sure. 100%. The thing with Toronto is they're playing really good defense too, and they're only averaging about 2.5 per game their last 10. Colorado's only scoring about 2.5 per game. There's definitely upside there. I personally would leave him more towards tournaments just because he is coming off that injury, and he could be a little bit rusty.
Might have to shake some rust off, but we know lines 2, 3, and 4 for Colorado can't score at all. And even their top line, I'm used to looking at left wing lock and seeing they're scoring between 10 and 12 goals in the last 10. Right now they're at about 4.
Yeah.
So even they aren't scoring.
Definitely not. If you look at Toronto, they're not getting many penalties. They're just averaging about a little over 2 in their last 10, so Andersen shouldn't see a ton of 5-on-4 action, and the shot volume, it's pretty good, 33.8 in their last 10 games, but like we said, they're not scoring. They're 1-7-2 in their last 10. Their last 10 road games are 2-7-1, and then they're allowing over 4 goals a game, so it just puts Andersen at a great spot to get the win tonight.
Not sure what kind of ceiling he has, but he should have a solid floor and pick up the win. Like we said, Colorado is just a mess.
So we got two more plays for you guys. These guys are more so MME plays or larger tournament plays. And the first one is Mackenzie Blackwood for the New Jersey Devils. And I wasn't on him at first. We weren't really sure on who was going to get the start in New Jersey. But Flynn pointed out some things to me, and we think that he's going to be way overlooked. No one's going to go down in the 7-4 range for goalies tonight.
Blackwood is 3-1-0 his last 4 starts, 1.48 goals against, and a ridiculous .957 save percentage. Yeah. And Chicago's playing well. They shouldn't go overlooked. Like Matt said, Blackwood's definitely a tournament only play, but he should face a ton of shots, and he's really cheap.
Yeah, and I mean Chicago coming into New Jersey. New Jersey has been better defensively in their last 10. Allowing about 2.5 goals a game. They are allowing a lot of shots, though, which does worry me, as Chicago does have a higher shot volume, especially their second line and their power play. I think if they do get a couple power plays tonight, they're gonna score a couple goals. But Blackwood should, like you said, see that volume to potentially have GPP winning upside. And he's only 7.4K. He can easily get over 20 points if they're able to pull out the win and shut Chicago down tonight.
And the last goalie we're looking at tonight is Phoenix Copley from Washington. Loved picking on him early in the year, but he has played really well lately. 2-0-1 in his last 3 starts, 229 goals against, and .931 save percentage.
St. Louis, they are heating up a bit. We do like pieces of their offense more for tournaments, but they're still getting shot volume, so he's going to see shots. He's probably going to see 30-plus shots tonight, and that gives him some upside.
Any other goalie plays you're looking at?
Right now, no. We're still waiting on a couple confirms. We will mention those in the Slack chat. Again, NHL podcast to save 20% off your monthly subscription. To get any late-breaking news about hour to right up to lock every single day, every slate. We always got guys talking about things in there.
I'll give you guys one teaser. I just changed the goalies in our research station, and now Mackenzie Blackwood is our top projected goalie.
So that kind of solidifies us for a solid play there.
He's going to be a very sneaky play tonight, I think, with most of everybody going towards Tuukka Rask and maybe Freddie Anderson.
Yeah, no one is going to even come close. They're going to likely stop at Dubnyk at 8.5K. I don't think anyone's really going to go lower than that.
No, I don't think so. Test their luck on Carter Hart because everybody loves the kid. He's going to be a good goalie. He's just on a god-awful team.
Yeah, and so, I mean, Minnesota is struggling, but I do like a lot of pieces on Minnesota tonight. And I just don't see the upside for him in this matchup. There's five other goalies that I like better, so there's no point in going there.
Now, Minnesota doesn't score a ton, but they don't give anything up either.
Exactly. They're a good
team. I think they've only lost one game since the start of the new year, and that was in Boston.
Yeah. All right. Anything else for goalies tonight?
I think that's going to do it. Let's move on to the centers.
All right. We'll move on to the center position. Normally, we don't have a lot of value in the center position. It's a lot of the times we're paying in the 6 or 7K range. Same story tonight, really. There's a couple guys on the lower end that aren't really cash safe. There's a couple, two guys in particular we're looking at, under 6K who could potentially make our cash builds, but we'll start right at the top with the chalk of the center position, which is going to be Austin Matthews and John Tavares. Both in good spots. I don't have a good feeling about either one of them that much. There's a couple other guys I do like a little bit better. And again, with them being chalk, if I had to pick someone in cash, it would be Tavares. I think he has a much higher floor, and he usually has more shots on goal. We've seen Austin Matthews can drop like a 6-point game for 8.4K. We can't have that in cash games. I mean, they are going to be chalky, but if they bust, then that just brings us to way ahead of the competition.
I'm with you. I can never get a read on those two. They seem to always be in a good spot, but I never know which one's going to hit. I'm leaning towards John Tavares again tonight, but I'm not going to tell you you're wrong if you play Austin Matthews as one of the best players in the game.
Oh, 100%. If you look at our research station, also the last 10 games, if you sort by FanDuel average, John Tavares is actually second highest next to Connor McDavid with 24.6 FanDuel points per game.
Their projections tonight are almost identical, and a lot of people may run the two of them together with the value we found on the wings.
Yeah, that's for sure. We'll get to the wing value a little bit later. But
finish up centers first.
But next up, any interest in Patrice Bergeron tonight?
I always have interest in Bergie. He's not going to make my cash builds well, but he is. His entire line has taken a step back. They're giving up a few goals. Not scoring at the ridiculous clip they were a couple weeks ago. The scoring's been more spread out with the Bruins than it has been all season, which as a Bruins fan I love to see, but as a DFS player it's maddening because I never know which line to stack.
Yeah, don't get us wrong. Boston is in a great spot tonight against Montreal, and Carey Price can be like Swiss cheese back there sometimes if he does get the start. But they're expensive. Their whole top line is over 8K. You're gonna be spending $25,000 just alone on three guys, which is gonna be almost impossible tonight, even with the value that we have out there.
You'll drive yourself crazy, so don't even bother trying to stack up Boston one, unless some crazy value opens up later on. And we will let our Slack members know if we find that value.
So now, next play. Huge difference from the top tier down to, I would say, almost a mid-tier, top end of the mid-tier. We have Jack Eichel, 7.4K against Edmonton. This is a late-night hammer game. We have all five games starting at 7 or 7.30, and then we got the Buffalo-Edmonton that starts at 9. Eichel is my favorite center on the slate tonight. Just coming back off an injury. He's two games back. 18 minutes his first game back, 20 minutes his second game back, and he had 8 shots on goal last game. And Edmonton, whichever goalie they throw out there, they don't scare me. Eichel in Buffalo 1 is probably going to be low-owned, and they're one of my favorite stacks on the slate tonight.
Absolutely. Jack Eichel is my number one center, and right now it's not close.
And the savings you get from Tavares, even to Eichel, that $900, that's big.
That's huge.
And then
Austin Matthews, it's a $1,000 difference. It's a $1,600 difference from McDavid.
Yeah, speaking of McDavid, I can't get a read on him tonight. 9K, it's a lot at center. He is hit or miss. Buffalo is usually pretty good defensively, so it's gonna be a hard fade for me tonight. And I don't think he's not gonna be high owned at all. So if you want to roll him out in tournaments, I don't have a problem with that. But definitely not a cash game play for me.
Absolutely not. I haven't been playing a whole lot of McDavid this season just because on a good night he's like 8-7, which is. That's hard to fit. Tonight he's 9K.
We'll go down to another really strong play that just behind Eichel for me in that price range. Jonathan Toews at 7.1K for Chicago. He's been great his last 5 games. He's averaging over 20 minutes on ice. Getting a couple goals. He's got 2 goals in his last 5 games, 3 assists. Shooting the puck like crazy. He's got about 14 shots on goal in his last 5 games. Only 1 game under 11 fantasy points. I think he is going to be a little bit overlooked tonight with Chicago and Blackwood. But if you can get him on the power play, and he'll be the scoring on that top line with one of our favorite wingers on the slate that we'll get to later.
Jonathan Toews is a very good play tonight. You said he's 7.1K. I don't think that many people are going to be on Chicago, especially not on their top line.
What are your favorite plays in the center position tonight?
One of my favorite plays, like you said, is Ryan O'Reilly. He's at 6.2K for St. Louis Blues. I don't love picking on Copley the way I did early on in the season, but he should match up against Ovechkin's line, and that line doesn't play any defense. And O'Reilly's line has played really well. Only they have 5 goals in the last 10 games, and they haven't given any up.
Yeah, they're playing well, and I mean, O'Reilly, he's out there with as much ice time he can handle. He's averaging his last 5 games. He got 21, 20, 23, 20, 22 minutes. He's getting the time. He's getting the shots. He got 9 shots in his last 2 games alone.
Another center we were talking about, not sure how much either of us like him. It's Nick Backstrom. Definitely like Washington's second line better than their first. Top line would be Kuznetsov and Ovi. Second line would be Backstrom, Varana, and TJ Oshie.
Yeah, that's going to be a sneaky, I think, line stack tonight with a lot of people trying to stack that top line with Ovi, Wilson, and Kuznetsov. But yeah, I mean, Backstrom is $700 cheaper than Kuz also, and right in that 6.3K range there, he's a solid play, especially for tournaments.
Absolutely. And somebody that'll keep to GPP only, yeah, it's Nate MacKinnon. You're going to have to pay a ton for him. He's only 200 less than Connor McDavid. That line's struggling. But they are the only line on that team that's doing any damage.
Yeah, for sure. They're Colorado 1. Like you said, tournament plays only. I'm not on them tonight. They're gonna be a hard fade for me. Anderson's one of my favorites.
Stack only, and only if you're making multiple teams. I love that line, and I will not be playing them in cash. It's just not going to happen the way they're rolling.
Moving down a bit to the under 6K range, we got a few plays for you guys here today. There's 4 of them that we're looking as our second center option if we're not using Eichel or Ryan O'Reilly. And the first one's going to be David Krejci, 5.2K. He's one of my favorites in that price range. His last 2 games, he's got a goal in each game, power play goal. Also, 15 or more points in his last 2. In his last 5, he's got 16.8, 15.7, a couple duds at 1.6, and 17.6. He's cheap to get exposure to Boston without using their top line, and he does get that power play time as well.
He's averaging about 10 fantasy points a game over his last 10. And like I said earlier, the scoring has become a lot more spread out with the Bruins, and Krejci's right there in the mix. Been playing very well. Another guy we're looking at is Nico Hischier. I can never pronounce that guy's name right. I hope I didn't butcher that.
Yeah, he's been solid, 5.8K, a little on the higher end of the 5K range. But if I think he's going to be lower owned, Chicago, depending on who starts in goal for Chicago, depends if I'm going to play him or not. If Cam Ward starts, I'm gonna load up on the Devils because he's not good. He's 7-7-4, almost averaging 4 goals against. If he does get confirmed, then Nico could be my second center on the slate tonight in my cash game lineup. But we do have a lot of other value with New Jersey on the wing that we'll get to later. That will probably be a staple in my cash lineups, no matter who's in the net for Chicago.
Another guy we've been looking at is Mikko Koivu. He's a guy that'll give you much more of a floor than a ceiling. Makes his money off assists. A couple of guys that he'll play with, either on the wing or on the power play that we'll get to in a little bit, that I think he can make a good stack with. I wouldn't run Koivu as a one-off, but we have a couple of guys that he makes a good play with.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely has a assist upside, but he won't score a goal likely, and definitely not a one-off in cash games for sure. So one more center on the slate, definitely not a cash play. Only stack him up with his other line mates. It's gonna be I'm probably gonna butcher this. Jesperi Kotkaniemi, is that close?
Kotkaniemi, I think is how you pronounce it, but we'll have to get our resident Canadiens fan Anthony in here to make sure we pronounce these guys' names right.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I think we got a couple sneaky stacks for you guys that we're going to mention. And he is a part of that sneaky stack of Montreal 3. And we'll get into that a little bit later on. Do you got anything else for centers?
Another guy that we've looked at a little bit is Dylan Strome. Played very well since coming over in the trade with Arizona. He'll be centering one of my favorite players. Another one that I don't think I'd run as a one-off in cash, but makes a great play as a center with the rest of his line stack.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a wing on FanDuel, which kind of ruins a little bit of construction.
Oh, that's right. There. I was looking at our research station. But, that was my fault. Sorry, guys.
No problem. If he's a center on DraftKings, he's definitely, it could be a play stacking him up with his line mates. Is that all for centers for you tonight? It's all for me.
I'm looking through right now. There's really nobody else jumping off the page at me. Philip Dano, if you're feeling crazy, maybe Charlie Coyle. But I'm not really going to endorse either of those two. They're in the mix. Put them in your player pool. See what our domination station spits out for you.
Yeah, especially
that'd be about it.
If you guys are MMEing or trying to MME, the domination station is a great tool to set your player pool, set your exposures, hit the button and see how it goes. I mean, it's been on a heater in cash games lately. NHL podcast saves you 20%, and then you get all the domination station, every sport that we have it for. It's been crushing NBA, crushes single game slates, NFL, and we're just keep fine tuning it and keeping our members winning.
It's the best optimizer in the business, and yes, I'm biased, but it really isn't close. That thing is a money maker in every sport, better than an ATM machine.
That is for sure. You're not wrong with that one. All right, so without further ado, we'll move on to our wingers. This is obviously always the biggest player pool by position in your hockey slate, as you have to fill 4 of them, and they're just a ton of options. Our pool is a little smaller today than it usually is on even a 6-game slate, but there's just not a ton of guys that we feel overconfident in. Make sure you guys always do your own research, too, to go along with our podcast, with our notes, with our late-breaking news, to see maybe that one of those guys that we may have missed that you really like. If you really like someone, your gut tells you to play them, take a risk. Scared money don't make money, so take a risk on them, and they could score a goal, they could score 2 goals, and then you're shooting up in tournaments.
It's a very volatile sport, and everybody on the slate's floor is 0. It's not like the NBA where you know a guy like LeBron James is not going to get you a 0. Here, my favorite guy on the slate, Patrick Kane, he very well could get you a 0.
But it's unlikely.
That being said, I'm still playing Patrick Kane as my number one guy.
Oh, and I agree with that. Patrick Kane, for me and for Flynn, not even close, number one option on the wing. I'm starting my cash lineups with Patrick Kane. Like I was telling him earlier, last year I did not play Patrick Kane. I never played him. I always thought he was too expensive. But I stuck to that for the whole season, and I really never played him on bigger slates. But tonight, that changes this year, and that changes tonight. He's got over 20 FanDuel points in his last four games, and over 18.9 in his last five games. He's always on the ice. He's the top man on their second line, on their top power play. We do like Blackwood, but Patrick Kane is matchup proof. The goalie's not going to scare me off of using him tonight in this matchup.
Absolutely not. Looking at our research station right now, he's averaging 36 FanDuel points over the last 10 games. That's insanity.
Absolutely insane. Yeah, and he's always shooting. He has 8, 9, 10 shots on goal upside in any matchup. We do like the faster-paced matchups, which this one might be a little bit slower for Kane against the Devils, who usually play decently on defense, but if you're going to use one guy from Chicago, Patrick Kane is your guy. Another play for Chicago, a little bit lower price, Alex DeBrincat, 6.5K. I love pairing them together. They're going to see power play time together. DeBrincat's been absolutely on fire, and now he's moving up to the top line, so that gives you access to the top line, second line, and top power play line just for two players.
Absolutely. I was in love with him a couple hours ago when we saw that he was on the third line, and then after morning skate, he moved up. Now he's going to play with Jonathan Toews and Dominic Cahoon on the top line. Kid is in a great spot tonight. Like you said, pair him and Patrick Kane together, and you should have access to most of Chicago's goals.
Another play who I personally don't play ever in cash games, Alexander Ovechkin. We all know how great he is. But he does have some games he does have a low floor. He can hit you with a 0 or a 1.6, and especially at 8.6, you spend that extra $100 and grab Kane in there in a better matchup here tonight.
Oh, absolutely. There's better spots on Washington tonight.
And don't get us wrong. I mean, Jake Allen is not a good goalie for the Blues. And Ovechkin can very well score two or three goals. But for me, his top line is definitely a tournament only play. Tom Wilson I do like in cash games if you want to get that exposure to Ovechkin. He's only 5K. He's been playing well lately, and we know the upside he has if he can stay on the ice and not get kicked out.
That's always a risk with him.
Yeah, he's always
two or three suspensions a year.
Yeah, he's always the always a hothead, huh?
For a guy with that much talent, you figure he'd want to stay on the ice.
Yeah, you would think. Going back to our Alex DeBrincat talk, he's actually the third highest scoring winger in the last five games, FanDuel point-wise, with 25.9 average. He's got 18 shots on goal in his last five games with five goals, and he has three power play goals, too. So he's getting it done everywhere he goes.
He certainly is. And he's going to go overlooked because he was on that third line for so long.
Oh, he definitely is. We mentioned Boston won with Pasternak and Marchand. Like them a little bit. It's going to be hard to get both of them into your lineups as combined. They're 16.5K for two wing spots.
Absolutely.
I do like the spot for them, but Price has been able to shut offenses down. They're not.
Sorry, I was talking to my four-year-old.
Oh,
just watching YouTube videos on my phone. I don't know if you can hear it in the background.
Yeah. So back to Pasta and Martian. Maybe tournaments only. They're not really on my radar at all tonight. They could blow up. They're just too expensive for me.
Whenever I have to pick between those two, it's always Pasta. And I'm looking at the DraftKings salary right now. DK has Pasta at 7.7. And Marchand at 6.9, and they're almost the same price on FanDuel.
Yeah, so definitely I'd probably get Marchand on DK for that savings. He has been playing well lately, and he's been racking up the assists and shooting a lot more than normal. When I look at his game logs, it's usually like one or two shots, and he had six last game, and then a couple games ago he had four, and then four again. So Tournament plays only. I'm not touching them personally in anything tonight.
Marchand's always GPP only for me. And sometimes Pasta is cash safe. But like you said, I'm not playing either one of them in cash tonight.
So back, talking about Colorado 1 with Gabriel Landeskog and Mikko Rantanen, if I said that right.
It's either Rantanen or Rantanen. I think it's Rantanen. But
Rantanen. Could be close. Yeah. If I had to pick one.
Somebody correct us.
If I had to pick one that I was using, it would be Landeskog tonight. He's the hotter player, especially over the last five games. He's the second highest scoring winger on the slate, averaging 26.8, 33 shots on goal plus blocks in his last five games, 3 goals, 3 assists, 27 shots alone. He's still full 7 points behind Patrick Kane, who's the hottest wing that we already mentioned in the past five games. But if you want to get tournament exposure, Landeskog is one of the guys that I don't mind in this matchup if he can get one through Anderson tonight.
You have a $500 savings off of Rantanen. And like we've been saying, the matchup just isn't there for Colorado 1 tonight unless you stack the three of them together. Because there's really nobody else involved in the scoring.
Definitely.
If there's a goal, then all 3 points come from McKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog, seeming like 75% of the time.
Two other plays, right under Rantanen, actually, that I prefer, and that's Jeff Skinner and Vladimir Tarasenko. If you're stacking up Buffalo in that late game, definitely include Skinner in your stack.
Skinner's been on a heater since he found out he was the last man in, just the online write-in vote for the All-Star team. He should have been on the team initially, but once he got named, he's been on a heater, and he's got his buddy Jack Eichel back. Like you said a little while ago, doesn't matter if it's Cam Talbot or Mikko Koskinen in net. Right now, they're both terrible.
Yeah, Edmonton's averaging almost 4 goals against per game. And
that's insanity.
If the guys are going to score, I think it's Buffalo 1 and their top power play unit. Those are the guys I'm most interested in tonight.
Absolutely. Like Colorado, most of their scoring comes from their top line and a couple of defensemen here and there.
Another play. No, I don't usually play him. He's usually over about around the 8K range, and now he's a 7.2K in Tarasenko. He's been heating up lately, scoring, assisting. His shots have been solid between 3 to 5 per game. Good matchup with Washington and Copley. I don't know if I'll be using him in cash games, but I don't mind pairing him with his top line with Schwartz and Shen in tournaments. And then you also get the power play exposure to him and Riley together if they can get a few power plays tonight.
St. Louis is in a sneaky spot tonight. Vegas doesn't seem to like them right now. I have them at a 2.4 implied total. I think they're going to do better than that.
I agree, and they're shooting. They're averaging 32.6 shots per game in the last 10 games, and Washington's allowing 33 shots per game in the last 10 games. So something's got to give here, and if St. Louis scores, I think it'll be either that power play or that top line. So,
exactly.
Senko and Riley are my two top options if you're going to use one offs. But if in tournaments, just stack up their first line or stack up their power play line.
Another guy we're looking at is Zach Parise, 7K. I like the spot he's in, but Minnesota doesn't score a ton. He's been playing very well, but if you're paying that price range. You have Landeskog and Tarasenko right there, Voracek right there, price-wise.
The Brinkat, 500 less.
I don't mind Zach Parise, but he's more of a tournament play for me.
Yeah, interesting thing. I'm not on Parise much tonight. He got moved down to the third line. That whole top line got moved down to the third. And they're changing up their top line a little bit tonight, which brings us to another solid value play. Jason Zucker at 4.6K, moving up to that top line.
He was a guy I was referencing when I was saying that I wouldn't use Mikko Koivu as a one-off, but I would stack him with Jason Zucker.
Yeah,
same line, same power play unit.
And I mean, Hart has been decent for the Flyers lately, but they're still giving up about 3.5 goals per game, and Zucker moving up to the line should give him a few extra minutes on ice. And at 4.6K, you're really only looking for 8 to 10 points to hit value. in your cash games? And
oh, absolutely. Picks up a couple of shots and an assist, and he blows you away.
For sure. All right, moving down to the lower end of the 6K range, Sam Reinhart. Did I say that right?
Yes, Sam Reinhart.
So he's moving back up to the top line, paired with Eichel and Skinner, which I personally love. I wish we had that great value with Tage Thompson in the top line, but Reinhart, last time he got paired up with him, he just went off for like 3 or 4 games. And the spot against Edmonton is prime. I will have a few Buffalo 1 stacks in tournaments tonight, and I do think that they're going to be lower owned because people don't like playing that hammer game, and that hammer game can shoot you up the standings in tournaments.
Oh, absolutely. And people still like to play Connor McDavid, so even with Edmonton favored, I like Buffalo in that game a whole lot more than Edmonton. There's one play from the Oilers I like, and we'll get to him later.
But for sure.
Sam Reinhart is great with Jack Eichel and Jeff Skinner.
Yep, definitely. All right, under the 6K range, who's the who's one of the top guys you're looking at under 6K?
I already mentioned Zucker. Let's see.
We'll do from 5K to 6K first.
So 5K to 6K.
I like TJ Oshie, 5.8K.
Absolutely.
We already mentioned Washington too. One of my favorite sneaky stacks, because people are just gonna flock to that top line, and their second line I think can do a lot of damage tonight against the Blues and Jake Allen, who's not playing well right now. And Oshie did go off a couple games ago. He had 2 goals and then followed that off with a 2 assist outing. Had a dud last game against the Blue Jackets, just 1 shot on goal, but that's going to keep his ownership low, and I personally think he's going to be less than, 7% owned?
Something like that. He'll go overlooked. 5 to 6K range, my favorite play is Jake DeBrusque. A little bit of a Bruins homer on that one, but he's playing on the top power play unit. He's on the left wing with David Krejci.
Yeah, that definitely helps him out there. He is running a little bit cold right now, so I think that could take people off of him. But he does have upside six shots per game. So I definitely don't hate that play at all. The Canadians they're giving up penalties. They have 3.4 penalties per game in their last 10 games. Decent penalty kill, 85%. It's not too high. But Boston has one of the best power play percentages on this slate tonight at 32%. So I definitely think he can get a power play assist or a power play goal tonight, and he could be a little bit higher owned because he has been playing pretty well, but he's one of my favorite plays down in that price range.
Okay, he's not going to go completely overlooked, and people will go to him to get the Krejci and Pasta Bergy exposure.
Yep, and but back to Washington too. Jacob Vrana, mentioned him a little bit. Don't hate him; he's a little bit lower price.
Been playing very well lately. 26 shots and blocks over the last 10, averaging 11 points a game.
Here's a play that I actually didn't even mention to you before. Kind of found that David Perron with St. Louis top line.
Oh yeah, he's been playing well lately. I haven't looked at him. I know he's been hot of late, and that just makes me like Ryan O'Reilly even more.
Yeah, definitely.
Put those two together with a defenseman, they may be lower owned than the Tarasenko line.
Yeah, I think they will. And guys, don't trust FanDuel for the line matching and line pairing there. They have Perron right now on the first line. If you look at either left wing lock or daily faceoff, he's on the second line with O'Reilly and Sanford. Make sure you always double or triple check your sources to make sure the lines are correct, as the sites don't always have them right, and it could sway people from playing certain players.
Like I said, I always look at Daily Faceoff or Left Wing Lock. Daily Faceoff just has everything on one page. You have the line matching at the top. Scroll down, you have the power play combinations. All the same information's on Left Wing Lock. It's just easier to read on Daily Faceoff.
Agreed. All right, back to a couple more value plays that we have. We mentioned a little bit earlier how we really loved the Devils tonight. Me personally, my favorite line from the Devils is their second line, and that's starting with Brandon Coleman, 4.4K, 17 points his last game, 16, 20 before that. He had 6 shots on goal last game. His ice time is about between 14 and 17 minutes per game, depending on the situations. But the value there, and against Chicago, who is allowing almost 38 shots in their last 10 games, he definitely has upside, and he's very cheap. And he's going to be overlooked because people are going to go to someone else in that 4.4K, which is Kasperi Kapanen for Toronto.
All right, I'll scroll back up. I was going to go with Coleman's line mate first.
Hey, you mean you go for it, man. Right for it. Miles Wood?
Go with Miles Wood.
I mean, 3.8K for that. That's a steal right now.
And he does get some power play time on the second unit, averaging about 3 shots and blocks combined over the last 10.
I think the Devils, they're still big on who's in the nets for the Blackhawks. If it's Cam Ward, I love stacking New Jersey too, and they're going to be virtually unowned. And actually, Cam Ward is confirmed for the Blackhawks tonight.
Oh, he's confirmed now?
Got confirmed, yep, about a half hour ago.
So, New Jersey too goes right to the top of my list too.
Oh, their value, you can get all of them for pretty much the price of like one of the Boston players.
Right. You stack that lineup, you can get studs everywhere else and watch the money roll in.
Yeah, no one's going to own them tonight. Anyone else on the wing that you're looking at tonight?
A couple other teammates that we were talking about earlier. Andreas Johnsson and Kasperi Kapanen.
Don't mind them. Power play exposure to Tavares and Matthews on the different lines. They could have a couple assists. They could get some shots. If they are chalky, I do like the Devils as quick pivots off them for pretty much the same price range.
Oh, absolutely. I think they'll both be very chalky. They're both cheap, and you stack them with more expensive Austin Matthews. Are going to want to get Toronto exposure with their almost 4 implied total tonight. So I think they're more cash plays than GPP, but I do still like New Jersey's second line better.
So if you look, I just added up the salaries from the second line of New Jersey. The 3 of them are 12.3K. That's Miles Wood, Travis Zochik, and Blake Coleman.
That's insane.
It's great value.
That's one of the Boston players and a garbage defenseman.
Exactly.
The same price.
Speaking of defensemen, you want to move there? You got a couple more wings, or we also have to move the defense tonight?
Jordan Greenway, maybe.
Greenway is on the second line for Minnesota. If you want to,
he's getting some ice time. Not great numbers. Decent floor. He's got 20 shots and blocks over the last 10, but doesn't really offer much of a ceiling. Sean Corrali, he's been good lately. Definitely not a cash play. He scores in bunches. He's in Pominville, maybe. I'm just scrolling through right now. Nothing else is really jumping out at me. Let's move on to defense.
All right, who's your top D-man of the night?
Top D-man is Erik Gustafsson, and it's not close. I absolutely love the combination of him, Patrick Kane, and Alex DeBrincat.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely a great start to your lineup. If I'm my cash games are going to be start with Kane and Gustafsson. The two of them are pair well, and they get power play line time together. With Jake Allen confirmed for St. Louis, I absolutely love John Carlson.
Absolutely,
he's
been playing well. I didn't overly like him when I thought it was going to be Jordan Binnington in net, but I'm willing to pay 6.5K for John Carlson.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we have to go there in cash games tonight. That expensive?
I don't think so. There's some defensemen I like better that are cheaper. But with that change in goalie, I like John Carlson a lot more than I did, say, definitely, an hour or two ago.
The one thing I am concerned about with Carlson in his last 5 games, he has not been as good. He's got last game he did well. And then he had a 3.2 and then 21.3. So he kind of goes back and forth, but this matchup can't be overlooked. So if you have the money, I would say you can pay up for him. And I have no argument paying up for him tonight.
No, not at all. But like you said, I don't know if we need to because there are a lot of guys from mid 5K on down that I like better.
What are your thoughts on Morgan Riley tonight?
I think he's stack only.
He's cold.
Pair him up with Austin Matthews, either his line or the Tavares line.
He's been pretty cold over his last five games, too.
He's been getting shots on goal, but he's not scoring the way he was before.
And at that point, if you're gonna go there, you spend the 300 and go to Carlson.
Absolutely.
Especially in cash games. Or save 800 and go to one of my favorites lately is Jared Spurgeon from Minnesota.
Jared Spurgeon has been sneaky, one of the best DFS defensemen in the game.
He's always on the ice.
I was at the Boston-Minnesota game last week. And every time I looked, number 46 is on the ice. He skates with everybody.
He does.
He has a rocket of a shot. And he stepped right into that Matt Dumba role.
He blocks everything, too.
Oh, absolutely. The way Philly shoots, I think that's what you were about to say.
Yep, exactly. It's like we're the same person here.
I'm really just talking to myself here. I just changed my voice.
Yeah, basically. Got a little voice changer going on here. Spurgeon, he's blocking shots, getting a few assists. 5.4K, not overly expensive. And that gives you a little bit of exposure to Minnesota if you want to pair him up with Jason Zucker. Two guys for about 10K. It's not bad price for them.
It's a solid cash combination, cash hybrid.
But someone we do like a little bit better than him at $100 cheaper, Darnell Nurse for Edmonton.
Absolutely. I mentioned earlier that there was only one Oiler I really liked, and it's defenseman Darnell Nurse. Speaking of a guy that stepped right into a role after an injury, Darnell Nurse has stepped right into the Oscar Klefbom role. Running point on the power plays, shooting, scoring, blocking shots, he does it all on one of the worst teams in the NHL.
Yeah, I feel...
He is one of the best players they have.
Yeah, I feel bad for Connor McDavid.
Not named Connor McDavid, obviously.
Yeah, I do kind of feel bad for McDavid. He obviously is like the best player in the NHL, but his team around him, they just can't get it done. I mean, it's their first line, him and Drysdale, and that's it. And
he did the same thing to the Bruins. Peter Chiarelli is a disaster as a general manager.
Yeah, that's for sure.
If it didn't hit so close to home, I'd feel bad for the Oilers.
Yeah, you got that right. I think that's where it brings my, at least I don't have a bias with hockey here. No favorite team. Just like the numbers, man. Just like the numbers.
Exactly. I said to you earlier before we started recording, DFS will do that to you.
It will. Here's, one play for, he's actually plays for the Blues. No one's going to play him. Colton Parayko. 52 shots and blocks in his last 10 games. 52.
He is insane right now.
No one's going to touch him. No one touched him the last time I was on him.
No, people are going to see that Alex Petrangelo is back, and they'll play him.
But
Petrangelo is a heck of a player, don't get me wrong. But Colton Parayko is he's going to give you a better floor.
And he's playing 23-plus minutes every single game. And against Washington, he's gonna see some shots. And I was able to watch one of the Blues games that can't remember exactly what game it was, but I was watching. I rostered Parayko that night, and it seemed like every time I looked up, he was either shooting or had the puck passing. He's involved in their offense. He's getting 3 to 5 shots per game, couple assists. I think he's got a floor of about 8 points, which at 4.6, you do want a little bit more than 8. But he has that upside to give you 25-plus, too.
Absolutely. If that's your floor, I'll take that from a 4.6K defenseman.
I mean, if you want to spend $200 more, you can go to Duncan Keith.
I don't like him quite as much as his defense partner, but I do like him quite a bit tonight.
I'm never on him, but his last five games, he has been heating up. If you want to do a little double D in your tournaments with him and Gustafsson, pair him up with Kane. You can get all the assists and the goals for Chicago tonight.
Absolutely. Duncan Keith has been playing terrific hockey.
5 shots last game, 2 blocks. That's 11.2 fantasy points. It's a little over 2x, which is kind of what we're looking at. We're looking about 2.5x for cash games. And he is starting to heat up. He was really cold before, and I never even looked at him. And then until you mentioned his name earlier, I kind of looked a little bit more into him, and he's been rolling well. So if you want to use him, I'll keep him more in tournaments than in cash games.
Definitely a tournament play, but he's another guy that's always on the ice. And I think he's 35 or 36. He just doesn't seem to age.
Yeah, definitely not. Anyone else on the lower end here on defense for you tonight?
Another one's right around that price range is Rasmus Dahlin from the Sabres.
Yep, I was looking at him. 4.5K is a solid price.
Running point on the power play. And like you were mentioned earlier, double Ds with Chicago. You go double D with Buffalo, Rasmus Dahlin, and Rasmus Ristel.
Why do they got the same name?
I don't know. Why are they both Rasmus?
What are the chances of that, actually, that two of the same name, same position, same team?
Only the Sabres.
Next thing we're going to get is Sebastian Aho playing on Carolina. They're going to play together.
Exactly.
We already have enough issues with our research station when they play on the same night. Now we'd have another one.
Let's see who else.
And both Rasmuses actually get top power play time. So if you want to use either one of them or both of them, you can pair them up with anyone from the first line. So their first line, Skinner, Eichel, and Reiner, are with Dahlin and Ristolin on the top power play unit.
And that's where their scoring is going to come from tonight. Who else? Charlie McAvoy, maybe. He's been back for 3 games now, I think.
Nah, he just came back. He just came back last game.
Okay.
January 12th at Toronto. Had a shot, 2 blocks.
One guy that I don't think anybody's going to be on is Jordy Benn. Doesn't have much of a ceiling. Blocked 18 shots in his last 10. And he's shooting the puck, too. Another guy, like I said, he's not going to give you much of a ceiling, but solid floor for really, really cheap.
Yeah,
4K.
I don't mind it. I don't think I'm going to go there tonight, but
I don't think I'm going to go that low. But he did jump out to me when I did my research.
For sure, another guy. You mentioned Pietrangelo from the Blues. He's popping off on a research station as the second best value at defense. I'm not sure I 100% agree with that, but if you want to stack him up with St. Louis, maybe tonight's the night he gets a goal or an assist and actually hits value at 5.3K.
I don't hate that.
I wasn't on him at all, and then I sorted the research station by value, and he was the second one on the defensive side. So if you want to go there, I don't mind it.
No, I said earlier, he's in the same spot that Colton Parayko is.
I do prefer Parayko for a lot cheaper.
Oh, absolutely. But in a GPP, I certainly don't hate it.
Exactly.
Pick that stack with either the first or the second line from the Blues, or mix and match the power play.
Yeah, he's actually our highest shots and blocks combined projected on the slate tonight. Anything else for you on the slate tonight, or are you about ready to wrap it up?
Just about ready to wrap it up. We got Lawrence Pilot, I think that's how you pronounce it, the rookie from Buffalo. He's min salary, gets some power play time on the second unit.
We do have a couple members in Slack always trying to find that min price defensive guy, and there could be the guy. Shout out to BTown86 for finding those value plays.
Oh, absolutely. He was on Yoki Haru at the beginning of the season and turned a whole bunch of us onto him before he got hurt, and then he went and played for the World Junior Finnish team.
And now he hasn't really played 2 games since he got back, hasn't really done much.
He was scuffling a little bit before that, but I think he's only 18 or 19, so he's going to be a while.
Yeah, it must be nice. I'm 21, sitting here making a podcast, and he's making a ton of money.
I'm 34, I got you beat.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, our last...
Jay Weber, maybe.
His price has really dropped.
Yeah, he's 5.1.
And we know the upside he has. I think he's just not 100% healthy yet. He had a couple games where he looks good.
He hasn't been healthy in like a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, when he's healthy.
Heck of a player when he's healthy, though.
Yeah, I mean, he was averaging, what, 25, 26 minutes on ice? I mean, he just wasn't doing anything with those minutes. And against Boston, if you want to stack up Montreal, Montreal
stack
3.
Only in a GPP.
Montreal's third line, my sneaky stack of the night.
They've been your boys. Go ahead and talk about them.
Well, if you look on Daily Faceoff, Tatar, is how you say it?
Tatar, I believe, yes.
He was on the first line for a lot of the season and recently, but he has been moved down to the third line. He's very expensive at 6.4K, so I'm not touching him in cash games playing on the third line. But if you want to stack up the third line, no one's going to be on him. Combined ownership is probably going to be under 5%. We have seen his upside. And with him and Paul Byron and Kota Kanemi, if I said that right, probably butchered it again. But
I think it's Kotkaniemi, but I don't know. We got to call Anthony.
We mentioned him early in our centers, and he's that third line. I think could be sneaky, and I'm gonna stand behind him tonight, and I'm gonna roll a lineup with the three of them in it, and hope they score a couple goals and shock everyone.
Absolutely. If you want to throw a defenseman in that stack, go with Jeff Petrie or Jordy Benn. But 100%. I do like that line. You have Paul Byron on the top power play unit.
Yeah, and to and the other two guys get
to be on him.
The other two guys get a second power play unit. So you got access to the first power play, second power play, and the third line all in one game. And Rask, we know, can give up a few goals. And sometimes there's those nights where those third and fourth line guys are the only scoring for an offense, and hopefully one of those guys can pull in at the back of the net and shoot me up the rankings tonight.
Absolutely. Tuca's one of those guys that he makes saves that you wonder how his body bent that way, and then he lets in goals. It's like, how did that puck go in?
Exactly. Anything else for you tonight before we wrap it up?
I think that's going to do it. If we have any late-breaking news, we'll drop that in Slack for our members. Like you mentioned earlier, if you want to become a member, dfsarmy.com. Use promo code NHLPodcast. It'll get you 20% off for the remainder of your membership and get you access to every sport we offer. We have a domination station, research station, and the best coaches in the business
that is
for any
for
sport
sure.
you want.
All right, guys. Any DFS Army members or anyone on Twitter that listens to the podcast, you can reach me, mdelagnus14, things you might have for us to improve on the podcast in the future. Obviously, this is our first one, so we're always looking for feedback and ways to improve our content for you guys. Good luck tonight, and we'll be around Slack for the rest of the night until lock.
Take care, guys. Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army Podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as The Secrets to Unlocking a New Level to Your Game.